Now, people in England, Scotland and Wales were also casting their votes in local elections yesterday. Things are not looking great for the Conservative Party. They've lost control of a number of key London councils. Let's take a closer look at what's going on now. And I'm joined on the line by Lucy Fisher, Chief Political Commentator at Times Radio. Lucy, thank you very much for joining us today on what I know is a very busy day for you there. Not a good morning for the Tories in London in particular.
No, that's right. Labour has chalked up some historic wins, including the Council of Wandsworth, famously referred to as Thatcher's favourite council, which has been Tory held since 1978. That has gone to Labour. Also Wandsworth, also Westminster, which has been held by the Tories even longer, since 1964, and the third major win in London for Labour in Barnet, which has a large Jewish population and is therefore a key boon for Keir Starmer, who can use the success there to draw a line under the anti-Semitism allegations against his party during the Jeremy Corbyn era.
And who's being blamed? Boris Johnson, I see some. Gavin Barwell, one who served under Theresa May, firmly pointing the finger at him.
Well, that's right. MP in Wimbledon has laid the blame squarely at the door of Boris Johnson and said that he needs to bring in more moderates from the One Nation wing of the party, which Stephen Hammond himself hails from, into the cabinet and onto his front bench. Wimbledon has ceded around 11 seats to the Liberal Democrats. So it's not just Labour that's making inroads in the capital. It's other opposition parties as well.
And how do the Labour results today compare to 2018 under Jeremy Corbyn?
Well, it's a nuanced picture. While Labour has done very well in the capital, really entrenching a trend that's been going on for years now with the party tightening its stronghold on the city, it's a little bit more of a mixed picture elsewhere. The party has also won Southampton. It's also taken control of a new unitary authority in Cumberland, but it's gone backwards in places like Sunderland, Tyneside, Hartlepool, Nuneaton, Sandwell and Amber Valley. And so I think there are concerns that Keir Starmer's party isn't making enough progress among the red wall seats of the North and Midlands, which are its traditional heartlands, in order to be able to win a majority at the next general election.
Lucy, thank you very much for that update from the local elections in England, Scotland and Wales. Lucy Fisher there, Chief Political Commentator at Times Radio.
Today with Claire Byrne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.